Lecture 14. So in the last lecture we were looking at the characteristics of the clay minerals. We'd looked at the structure of the minerals. We'd seen that we had tetrahedral layers, octahedral layers, and we had this interlayer space. In the interlayer space then we can put cations that are movable, and then we can have other classes of interlayer spaces where the cations are exchangeable. The exchangeable cations then that are important for as plant nutrients will be the base cations, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium. We're obviously getting these things called the base cations because they're coming from the alkaline metals and from the alkaline earths, which are both basic in character, either as oxides or as hydroxides. The base cation saturation is simply the amount of the cation exchange capacity, which is taken up by our base cations, these guys defined here. Remember, when we carried out a cation exchange capacity measurement, what we did was we took a sample of the soil and we took all of the clay minerals in it and we replaced the cation exchange capacity in there with ammonium. So if it had H pluses, if it had sodium, calcium or whatever, we replaced the whole lot by ammonium. We then collect that fraction at the bottom of our column, which we're eluting with ammonium chloride or something like that, and we can then analyse that LUH, the thing that's come off the column, and figure out so how many millimoles of calcium and how many moles of H plus, etc., have just come out of our fixed amount of soil. That's the way that we've got access to how much base cations we've actually got per a unit soil. The cation exchange capacity was then obtained by eluting the ammonium off our soil sample, then analysing for the ammonium, and that then gives us the total amount of exchangeable cation per unit mass of soil. Now a soil with a low base cation saturation, so we now haven't got many basic constituents present, will be susceptible to acidification. And if we have a lot of inputs of base cations, then the soil is going to head in the other direction, it will become alkaline. As long as we've got more calcium than sodium, then the pH will remain below 8.5 due to the intrinsic buffering nature of the calcium. So you can see here calcium, which could then be coming out of limestones, out of dolomites, interacts with carbon dioxide to form calcium carbonate, and that interaction then produces H+. So this is a buffer system here. On this side then we have got a basic form, CO3 2-. On this side we have got an acid form. And so that is able to ensure that our soil stays inside a moderate